Talk and Sports Station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Five U.S. service members were killed when their plane crashed in the Mediterranean during a training exercise. In the Middle East, Hamas says it has halted hostage negotiations because of Israel's attacks on a Gaza hospital. But the fight to free Americans continues, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CBS's Face the Nation.
I'm not going to get into the specifics of what's on the table, only to say that we are actively working to ensure the safe return of every American being held hostage and every other person being held hostage by Hamas.
Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Libby Weiss says the country is not firing on the hospital.
The IDF is not targeting the Shifa hospital. We are responding to fire that is being launched by Hamas adjacent to the hospital, which I think just symbolizes disregard that Hamas has for hospitals and other civilian areas.
House Republicans have a proposal to avert a government shutdown at the end of this week.
Speaker Mike Johnson released a two-step CR, or continuing resolution, that would extend funding through January 19th and again February 2nd. It would be contingent on passing certain long-term appropriations bills by then. The package does not include funding for Israel, Ukraine, or the border. Johnson said it's a necessary bill to allow Republicans to fight for conservative priorities. House Democrats are still reviewing the measure, but the White House called it an unserious proposal. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden is scheduled to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Wednesday in San Francisco. Residents there are already preparing, as KPIX TV's Da Lin reports.
I'm already having difficulties getting around because of the gate spinning up.
Alexandra Alvear lives in one of the several senior housing complexes across from Moscone Center.
I don't think I'll be able to go out, really. I've been stocking up on my, household supplies and whatnot.
Like Alexandra, many seniors tell me they've rescheduled doctor's appointments and are preparing the week like a pandemic lockdown.
This year's hurricane season is coming to an end.
There are just under 3 weeks left in the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center says it's watching a system in the Southwest Caribbean that has about a 20% chance to develop into something stronger, perhaps a tropical system. There have been 20 named storms this year. Only two names remain on the list. Vince and Wilma. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
This year, the majority of tropical storms and hurricanes have remained over open sea. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
53 this afternoon, under clear skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 31 tonight, high of 53 tomorrow.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Thank you.
That is the Bubbles in the Wine dance medley from Bob Dozak and his orchestra. Hey, everybody. I'm Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here on another Saturday morning polka show. Yep, the Sunshine Polka Variety Program. Glad you could join us. Tell a friend. We are on the air. And from what I understand, my Halloween show went pretty good. So, very good. Well, some sad news here. Bob Dozak had just passed away and was on Facebook. And Chris Dozak, his son, put a nice article about him on the internet. So, anyway, he moved out to Apache Junction, Arizona, where he decided to retire and live out his days there. He's originally from Joliet, Illinois. He had a lot of input into the, polka festival in Oak Brook Polka Festival in Illinois. Also, the Slovenian Home, where he would play, and other bands also played there. He had a hand in booking some bands playing over there. And just a wonderful guy. I had a chance to get together with him, meet him. He played for a friend of mine, their 50th wedding anniversary, and had a chance to record that some years ago. So all is good. We're going to dedicate most of the program here to his fine music. He's put out like about four or five albums and a lot of good music. And there's some favorites that I could tell you about that were requested a lot at a radio station in Hartford, Wisconsin. Right now, though, we're going to play a little polka on the Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie.
Hiding everywhere, leave your ladies there, hiding.
Bob Dozek and One More Time Polka. I like the way it just fades out. I was apparently going to play it one more time. Right now, a tune that was very, very popular, most requested, I would say, of all of his records is The Sweet Nearness of You. And this is Bob Dozek.
Till early morning,
drinking champagne,
dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find.
Drinking champagne,
I'll be having a fling with a beautiful thing till early morning.
Drinking champagne,
knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Guilty conscience, I guess. But I must confess that I never loved you when you were mine. So I'll be drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning.
Drinking champagne,
dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find.
Drinking champagne,
I'll be having a fling with a beautiful thing till early morning.
Drinking champagne,
knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind.
Drinking champagne. touchy-touchy, I guess. But I must confess that I never loved you when you were mine. So I'll be drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Drinking champagne, dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find. Drinking champagne, I'll be having a fling with a beautiful thing till early morning. Drinking champagne, knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Drinking champagne.
Drinking champagne. That is the late, sad to say it, Bob Dozak and his orchestra. And our program this morning, we're going to dedicate a lot of his music. Stuff that you haven't really heard really much. And we'll mix it up with some other things here too. But you know, I just want to do a nice dedication to him. I really enjoyed his stuff. Let's see, he did a tune here. That song is driving me crazy. I think that was Tom T. Hall that did that. Yeah.
Wanna hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple song, you can sing along with an old time melody. Won't you play that crazy little song again for me? That song is driving me crazy. Wanna hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song, you can sing along with an old time melody. Play that crazy little song again for me. You sing high and I'll sing low, and everybody sing along. Everybody quit while I get my kick, sing and bring that boogie home. That song is driving me crazy, wanna hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song, you can sing along with an old time melody. Won't you play that crazy little song again for me?
That song is driving me crazy. Yeah. Well, with that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with a dedication to Bob Dozak. So stick around. If you like the music, yeah, let us know. Thanks so much for tuning in today.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Thank you.
the Bartender's Polka, Bob Dozak and the band. Oh, another tune here that we got a lot of requests for and does a fine job on it also is The Blue Spanish Eyes. Cha-cha. Yeah, Spanish Eyes from Bob Dozak. That's his older recording. Now, he had an album that came out, probably about a good 10 years ago. But this would be his latest album. And he has a couple of good tunes on here also. And he performed River of the Roses. Been apart.
by the river of the roses. I don't know when, but we'll meet again, I know. She's waiting by the river of the roses, the sweetest girl this side of the Alamo.
And River of the Roses. Glad you enjoyed the music. We're going to take a little break right now, and we will continue with more music. I think the New Brass Express does a tune called Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes? Because, I mean, a lot of polka people have been passing away here, and it's very true. I don't know who's gonna be filling everybody's shoes, but we'll find out right after these messages.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few are chosen to simply make you happy when they play. Now imagine life without them, all your polka heroes like Yankovic, Louie, and Ray J. No, there'll never be another Frank Foynarowski, a Lenny G who plays and sings so true. The golden voice of polkas, Jima Stir and Scrubby, oh, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall? Who's gonna play the picnic rolls and all the banquet halls? Who's gonna play the festivals enjoyed by me and you? Oh, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes? Eddie Boisoinchik for his polka songs and waltzes. He could make you laugh and bring you right to tears. Now the past belonged to Wally. What an entertainer. 7 days and nights still echoes through the years. The heart of polka music once beat in Ray Bujilek. You could tell it when he played us all a tune. Adamczyk and the new brass, Ampolares and Stashka Lunka. Oh, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna fill their shoes?
Who's gonna, fill their shoes?
Who's gonna stand that tall? Who's gonna play the picnic rolls and all the banquet halls? Who's gonna play the festivals enjoyed by me and you? Oh, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes? Remember going up to the attic with Jimmy Weber and his famous sounds. The spirit and the energy of Hank and Polka family could lift your spirits high up off the ground. Now all the bands we mentioned are favorite polka legends. Their songs and music are so dear to me. The final band we mentioned deserve some recognition. It's Frankie Lishka and his TBC. Now who's gonna fill their shoes?
Who's gonna, fill their
who's
shoes?
Gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna, stand that
who's
tall?
Gonna play the picnic rolls and all the banquet halls? Who's gonna play the festivals enjoyed by me and you? Oh, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes?
Cowboy in the corner, my one last chance to ask floor. And just when I got the nerve, I got just what I deserve, as I watched him waltzing her right out the door. I should have asked her faster, but I waited too long. In a red hot minute, like a flash she was gone. I didn't get her number, I never got her name. A natural disaster, I should have asked her faster. Well, there she goes, I just missed. Don't take no rocket scientist to figure out when I go home. I'll be going there all alone. I should have asked her faster, but I waited too long. In a red hot minute, like a flash she was gone. I didn't get her number, I never got her name. A natural disaster, faster, faster.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Well, so fast our time has gone by here at the polka party. Social Airs Polka right now is being played by Bob Dozak. Got about 5 minutes left in our program, enough to get maybe two tunes in here. And thank you again for tuning in and listening to our program. We'll do this again on next Saturday, right here on the new WFHR FM 97.5 AM 1320. As always, from all of us, have yourself a great week, everybody. Drive safe wherever you're going. We will be back. You betcha. Have yourself a great week, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action."
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.